אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך בית חלק.
We are reading in the study of ten spirit, part 6, item 32. You can find the study material in kabbalahgroup.info and the Arvut system. You can also send your questions live through those websites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall is asked to please get up, hold the mic close to his mouth and speak loudly and clearly. Again, study the Ten Sfirot, volume 2, part 6, item 32, the words of the Ari. In the beginning of my studies with my teacher, he would conceal, cover, and clothe the matters. As I did not know yet the beginning of the matters in the order I have presented in the previous gates. Hence, when he began to explain to me the matter of Atik Yomin, he explained one commentary, and we shall write it here. And I could not connect it with what I have written thus far. Yet I do wish to write it, and perhaps the reader will be able to connect it with the above written. For the matters seem to contradict the above written. And here's the matter. It is known that in the beginning there were 10 nekudim, and the first 3 did not break. And the vessels of light, the vessels and lights remained. However, the 7 lower nekudot, dots, broke. The vessels descended to Buhia, and the lights remained in their place in the world of Atzilut without any clothing. Know that parts of Atik Yomin was made only from the first 3 nekudot, both the lights and the vessels, and no other force is involved in them. However, many forces are involved in the 7 lower nekudot. Since there is an upper phase from the phase of Atik, in each of the 7 nekudot. And there is also a second phase of Arich Anpin in each nekudah of the 7. Also, there is the phase of Abba Ve'ima, and there is the bottom phase among them, which are of Zon.
Let's read again. We'll read it again. Number 32. In the beginning of my studies with my teacher, he would conceal, cover, and clothe the matters, as I did not yet know the beginning of the matters, in the order I have presented in the previous gates. Hence, when he began to explain to me the matter of Atik Yomin, he explained one commentary. And we shall write it here. I could not connect it with what I have written thus far. Yet, I do wish to write it, and perhaps the reader will be able to connect it with the above written, for the matters seem to contradict the above written. Here's the matter. It is known that in the beginning there were 10 nekudim, and the first 3 did not break, and the vessels and lights remained. However, the 7 lower nekudot broke. The vessels descended to Bria, And the lights remained in their place in the world of Atzilut without any clothing. Know that Partsuf Atik Yomin was made only from the first three Nekudot, both the lights and the vessels. No other force is involved in them. However, many forces are involved in the seven lower Nekudot, since there is an upper phase from the phase of Atik in each of the seven Nekudot. And there is also a second phase of Arich Anpin in each Nekuda of the seven. Also, there is the phase of Abba Ve'ima, and there is the bottom phase among them, which are of Zon.
קדימה.
יש עוד למד בית אור פנימי.
כן.
Inner light number 32.
Yes.
Partsuf Atik Yomin was made only from first three Nekudot. Explanation. Partsuf Keter called Atik has 10 Sfirot called the inner Havaya. The tip of the yud is the keter within itself, meaning the keter of keter. The yud in it is Abba and Chochmah. The first hay in it is Ima and Bina. And the vav in it is Zeranpin. The last hay in it is Malchut. From each and every letter in the inner Havaya, meaning the ten Sfirot in Partsuf Keter itself, emerges a complete Havaya as a garment. Partsuf Ab emerges from its Yud. Partsuf Sag from its first Hey.
Sha'ab nikra.
Ab is called Abba, and the Sag is called Ima.
Umivav shebo.
Partsuf Zeranpin emerges from the Vav in it, clothing it from the Tabur down. And Partsuf Malchut emerges from the last Hey. Know that this is so in every complete Partsuf. Partsuf Keter in it is regarded as inner, and written in there also inner Absag Mabon called Havaya, called inner Havaya. Besides those, it has outer Absag Mabon, which are garments to it. Ab and Sag clothe above the
Tabu,
and Ma and Bon, which are Zon, clothe below the Tabu. Thus, in Partsuf Nikudim, only Partsuf Keter within it emerged, with the Ab Sag Mabon in its internality. It did not have time to elicit the other Ab Sag Mabon, because the seven lower Sfirot in it were broken, and the posterior of the Gal within it were revoked as well. However, the interior of its first three remained, which means that everything that was in these gar from the beginning of their emanation is called anterior, and nothing of them was revoked. It is written, Parzuf Atik Yomin was made only from first three nekudot, both in the lights and in the vessels. It is so because the outer Absagma Bon have no hold on the Gal of Parzuf Keter. This is the meaning of the words, no other force is involved in them. Since even Parzuf Ab begins to emerge from the Peh of Parzuf Keter and below, which is below Malchut of its Rosh, and all the more so in the rest of the Parzufim. Many forces are involved in the seven lower Nekudot, meaning those phases from which the four outer Parzufim, Absagma Bon, that clothe over it should emerge. It is so because they have not yet emerged from it in the world of Nikudim. He will explain henceforth that there is a phase from which Arich Anpin should emerge.
No.
Well,
can you explain? I think it's Chaim Vital saying that he had a question about his teacher. Can you explain what the question was and what does Baal HaSulam answer?
He's asking in regards to these Parzufim that come out now in the world of Nikodim for the first time. That's it.
What doesn't he understand? I didn't get the question he's asking. Above in 32.
The first three Nikodot from which Parzuf Atik came out. What? The order of the emanation of the Parzufim, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, how it dresses in Parzuf Nikudim. This is what he's explaining.
What it started in, no, 32. In the beginning of my studies, with my teacher, he would conceal, cover, and clothe the matters as I did not yet know the beginning of the matters.
So you're reading 32?
Yeah, above. And he said that I didn't understand what he explained. Maybe I'm writing it. Maybe someone will come and explain it.
Yes.
It seems that it's contradicting. What is the contradiction here?
No.
No. Unless we read again. But, yes, what do you want?
מה זה נקודות?
What are נקודות?
נקודות זה...
נקודות, dots.
טעמים, נקודות, תגינות.
Tamim nekudot taginatiot. Tastes,
and
flavors and...
He's talking about the world of nekudim, right? These nekudot?
Right.
So what is a nekudah? It's a vessel and a light. It's a sfira. What is it?
Nekudah ze akli.
Nekudah, the dot, is the kli, the vessel. The world of nekudim is already vessels that are beginning to emerge in a process from Galgalta.
So these 10 nekudot are 10 vessels?
Yes.
It's also connected to something in the Tanta? How is that connected to that?
Tanta is tamim nekudot taginotiyot, the flavors and dots and tags and letters. It's the expansion of the lights from above downward and from below upward, by which the vessels are born.
It's the same nekudot in the Tanta and the world of nekudim. Those two nekudot, nekudim, nekudot, it's connected?
Yes. Nekudot are the vessels.
What?
More? That's it? Okay. What's Shlomo?
In
32, he states that the lights that remained in their place in Atzilut, what lights is he talking about that remained? Because in every state there's a clothing of the light, and here he states it as a...
In the world of Atzilut, we still don't have completed vessels, because it's the first world from below Tabor, and therefore, of course, there is also a Tanta there, but the vessels are incomplete. Complete vessels are after they are mixed with Malchut in a degree, and as a result, they go up and draw lights in order to complete the vessels. And this is how it's done only in the world of Nikudim.
So it's only Naran. What was with the clothing?
Yes. Only Naran, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, we scrutinize how they clothe in the vessels, and Chaya and Yechida have no vessels.
Tov.
Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
How can it be that the vessels are in Atzilut? Why is it not all the lights in Ein Sof?
No, it's not like all the vessels are in Atzilut. It's the beginning of the vessels.
Sorry, why are the lights? Why are there lights in Atzilut?
In Atzilut. It's called Atzlo, in his domain or area. There are all the lights that should afterwards spread, expand in the world's Bia, Bia Yetzira Asiya. And in the world's Bia is where the receivers of the lights come out.
But if there are no vessels, he writes that all the lights remain in Atzilut with no vessels at all.
Yes.
Why does he say that the lights were in Atzilut and not in Ein Sof? Because Atzilut is...
Atzilut already receives these lights, but it still doesn't have the vessels so it can work with them.
So what does it mean that the lights are in the world of Atzilut with no vessels? Because the lights should only be in the root. How can it be that there's a clothing and lights and they're supposedly waiting there?
Because it's in the root phase. It's in the root phase. There, it is still permitted, possible for it to happen. Okay, let's continue, and then it'll be clearer to us. Item 33,
the words of the Ari. It turns out that the Partsufim, Ari Chanpin, Abba Veima, and Zon, were made of these phases in the seven lower Nekudot after the correction. Whether from the phases of the lights or from the phases of the vessels. Indeed, the phases that have atikyomin in them rose and mixed with the first three nekudot, all of which are the phase of atikyomin and patsuf atik. Was made of all these phases, as we will explain.
Well, commentary?
Inner light for 33. The Partsufim, Ari Chanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon were made of these phases in the seven lower Nekudot after the correction. meaning through the sorting with the association of the Numa with them, even Partsuf Arich Anpin was made from the Nehi of Keter that was sorted and corrected with the help of the Numa because of the revoking of the posterior that was there during the breaking of the vessels. Know that these Nehi of Keter, from which Arich Anpin of Atzilut was made, is considered the seven lower Sfirot of Keter. The rule is that anything that was in Partsuf Nikudim from the beginning of its emanation, meaning as it emerged from the Nikve Enaim, is considered Gar. Since in the beginning of their emanation, the light of Enaim shone only to the Gar of Nikudim, as it is written in the inner light, that only the phase of Rosh, without a goof, emerged from the light of Enaim, because phase one did not shine to the goof. As the Ari says, hence Zat of Nikudim had only illumination of the vessels from the phase of looking of Enaim and Achap. Now you can understand that the entire phase of Gadlut that reached them, as an addition to what they had from the beginning of their emanation, is considered the phase of Zat and posterior vessels. This is because they took them from the phase of the nails of the Raglaim of Sag.
Ken.
Yes. Well.
Lamed Dalet, bli or pnimi.
34 without the inner light, please.
Ot Lamed Dalet.
34.
Venoda.
It is known that the upper one expands in any lower one to sustain it, but the lower one does not expand in its upper one. Hence, there is a force of Atik Yomin in the seven lower Nekudot, but no force of Arich Anpin, Abba, Vema, and Zon is involved in the first three Nekudot, as they are all the phase of Atik.
Mm-hmm. Shuv.
Shuv,
again?
Again, 34. It is known that the upper one expands in any lower one to sustain it, but the lower one does not expand in its upper one. Hence, there is the force of Atik Yomin in the seven lower Nekudot, but no force of Arich Anpin, Abba, Vema, and Zon is involved in the first three Nekudot, as they are all the phase of Atik.
Atik mitpashet bitachton?
Yes, so Atik expands in the lower one as much as it can.
Ken, Misham, Ken.
Yes, who is it there?
He emphasizes in different variations the first three and seven bottom ones.
Because it's the difference between the Rosh and the Guf, the head and the body.
And he says it a few times, how the upper three expand below, and supposedly there's no expansion from below upward, only from above downward. So yeah. What's so important in that? Why does he emphasize it so much?
What do we have from the expansion of Atik in Arich Anpin? From Arich Anpin we have in Abba Veima, from Abba Veima in Yisut. What all these Patsufim receive from above and what they can attain by themselves. Soon we will have it. There's no inner light even on this. About this and about 36. Yes. Go on. And no.
Lamed Vav.
34.
We didn't read 35 yet.
Ah, slicha.
Oh, sorry. Well, so let's read it.
35, the words of the Ari. Indeed, the upper emanator wanted to create those kings to begin with in such a manner that they would include a phase of holiness. But she is judgment and gvurot, and the yeast and the shells are mixed in them. He created them like that deliberately, so that there would be reward and punishment in the world, to punish the wicked and give a good reward to the righteous. And there is no need to elaborate there. However, he created them this way on purpose in order to revoke them and put them to death so that holy sparks would be sorted out from among them and rise up, while the shells mixed in them would remain below as dross of gold and yeast of wine.
Again,
35. Indeed, the upper emanator wanted to create those kings to begin with in such a manner that they would include a phase of holiness. But she is judgments and gvurot, and the yeast and the shells are mixed in them. He created them like that deliberately, so that there would be reward and punishment in the world, to punish the wicked and give a good reward to the righteous. And there is no need to elaborate here. However, he created them this way on purpose in order to revoke them and put them to death, so that holy sparks would be sorted out from among them and rise up, while the shells mixed in them would remain below as dross of gold and yeast of wine.
Tof.
Okay, this we will learn later. 37 is a new topic.
35.
Let's move to the next part.